Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Today is the 16th anniversary of the launch of Spotify.
Oh.
I thought that just launched like 2 or 3 years ago.
I was going to say, for Scott Parks, it's the 4th anniversary of Spotify.
Okay, boomer. Happy anniversary, Scott.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary of just discovering something we've already known
yes.
about.
If you're ready to feel old, John Cougar Mellencamp is 73. 73 today. Wow. Hello.
You know, they say life goes on.
I refound.
Get out.
Long after
Get
the thrill
out.
Out.
I rediscovered the song Ain't Even Done With The Night.
Ooh, off his second
what
record.
What a great song
that
off of This
song.
Is the Best I Could Do, I think is the name of the album. Mm-hmm. You know how you're listening just in the car every once in a while, and it'll start pushing you songs of other songs you liked. I was listening to Springsteen. You forget how many hits he has.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to Springsteen, and then all of a sudden that came on in my car. And have you ever heard a song that you have not heard in years?
And you still remember every
damn,
single
damn, that
word.
Is a great
tune. Well, you know what you need to do is deep dive that whole record.
Is it good?
That was his second record. I think it came out in 1980 or 79. I can't recall. And it is, there was a time when I was in high school, I went on a huge Mellencamp kick.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, and he was known as John Cougar at the time.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Cougar?
Well, Johnny Cougar was the name on his first record. It was Johnny Cougar, then John Cougar.
Guy's got more names than I've had.
John Cougar Mellencamp. Wow.
I don't know, it's close.
That is saying something.
It's wow. close.
That was the music business and the consultants weighing in.
Johnny
yeah.
Cougar.
You need to have a really hot name.
Name you
Johnny play on rock and roll.
Did he write his own music?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
I've long argued he's one of the best writers in music history.
You know,
he's good.
He had a lyric one time. I can't remember what record it's on. I think it's on Lonesome Scarecrow, where he says, just smile as you walk by the mirror one more time. And I was like, that is a great one-liner about feeling better about yourself, you know, just smile in the mirror as you walk on by.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an absolutely brilliant lyricist and has not sold his catalog as far as I know.
All right. I have two more artists that I am obsessed with, and I know you've heard of one of them. You have not heard of the other one. I'm telling you right now, you've not heard of the other one.
Okay.
They announced last week that Teddy Swims is coming to Starlight.
Who?
In 2025.
Teddy Swims.
He is the artist that I played for you out in the newsroom, who sounds a little bit like Chris Stapleton, and I'm not going to say better, but
Let's not commit a crime.
Obsessed.
That was fast.
With Teddy Swims' music. And he is coming.
He's clearly country.
What would you call him, Sam?
He is alt rock. You are on a huge alt rock kick.
No, I don't know. He's the one that wrote, I read you this lyric, Scott, that if you're going to leave, you might as well set the bed on fire when you are walking out the door.
Would that be indie rock?
Oh my gosh. It would
be like
it's
acoustic
so good.
Rock.
Play a little Lose Control for him, Sam, if you can.
She's been on a kick with these very wispy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know. Am just
I'm aware.
Obsessed. And because I have been listening to so much Teddy Swims, and I will be there front and center at Starlight 2025, it started pushing me other similar artists. Right. And one of the ones that, and I think Jack has heard of this band too, because he and his girlfriend were listening to it the other night, is the Teskey Brothers. If you have not found the Teskey Brothers, here goes some Teddy Swims. Hold, please.
He sounds just like Chris Stapleton. Is this a joke?
It is so good.
I mean, he ripped off Chris Stapleton.
No, he did not.
Like Greta Van Fleet ripped off Led Zeppelin.
He has a hit called The Door. He looks a little like Jelly Roll. He has a hit called The Door. Basically, I thought I would die for you. I loved you so much, and now I'm showing you The Door. The song is called The Door. Look it up. You're going to love
Swims.
Yeah, right? Oh, wait. You will love it.
He does look like Jelly Roll and kind of sounds like him. Is he more of a ripoff of Jelly Roll?
No, he is his own.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I'm not, Dana, saying he's not good.
My God.
He is a total ripoff.
No, do not use the word ripoff. Not use the word ripoff.
Steeler with an A.
He's got his own version of Don't Stop Believin', by the way. Jamie Monticelli just reminded me that. If you look up the Teskey Brothers, I'm just telling you right now, there's 10,000 I could tell you. Play either Take My Heart or Rain, Sam. And this is more blues. I think it's more blues. I think Teskey Brothers is more blues. You might disagree with me.
So now we're hearing the Teskey Brothers.
Yeah, okay. They're listed as a rock band. This is not rock.
Oh, wait, this is Cool in the Gang. Sorry.
No, give me like a...
I'm fine with that.
Give me Rain or give me Take My Heart. But it's... just hold, please. Oh, my gosh. This is baby making music right here.
Yeah, it is.
This is from 2019.
Late on the... Oh, now I like this.
Oh, my gosh.
Now that's good. Honey, I'll meet you at home. We're going to repopulate.
Pause it for 1 second, Sam. The next line, Scott... He says, take my heart and cut it in two. After all, the only thing missing from me was you.
Oh, duh. From the text line. Guys, they're blues singers.
I always thought blues. They're listed here as rock band. I disagree with that completely. I listened to their entire catalog over the weekend.
Oh.
So those are your two, Run, Do Not Walk.
I have not seen you since I went to see Steven Sanchez. Oh,
with Maya, how was it?
It was at the Midland.
Yeah,
there was an opening band. Oh gosh, dang it! They were awesome. Steven Sanchez was incredible, and he did something I had never seen, never even thought of. He had a guy come out. His name was Carrie Coe.
Okay,
all right, Carrie Coe. That's not his real name. He was a 1950s late night talk show host.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway.
Like variety show host.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. And so throughout the evening, there was a half circle behind Steven Sanchez. And he comes out and he's performing. And, you know, he's kind of a 50s crooner, but young and sexy. And the girls love him. Throughout the show, that half circle would flip around and it would be a late night TV talk show host set. And it said the Carrie Coe Show.
Yes.
And Carrie Coe would be sitting back there with his 1950s suit on.
Like Ed Sullivan.
Right. And Steven Sanchez would go sit down and do an interview.
No way.
Yes. It was like a little mini late night talk show. And then he'd say, you going to play another song for us tonight, Steven?
Do you have another one in you? I'm happy to stick around.
Yes. And he'd go... ladies and gentlemen, Steven Sanchez. And he would get up and that half circle would turn back around.
Was it sold out?
We were probably in the 15th row. It looked sold out.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the upper balconies. But based on the noise, I think it was
packed. I'll tell you this. I will not miss him the next time he's in town. We couldn't get it done last Friday, but I will not.
Well,
he's
he was
a cross.
So good.
I hate to label, like, because I don't want to get it wrong like I just did with the Teske Brothers, which
Elvis
is totally
Presley loose. Meets Prince.
I thought Richie Valens.
Okay.
He's got that old, like, when I picture Steven Sanchez singing, Scott, I picture the old microphone, the silver,
yes,
shiny, old 1950s microphone.
That's exactly what he had. Yes. He is a throwback to a bygone era.
By the way, that opener you were looking for, The Brook and the Bluff.
The Brook and the Bluff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were they good?
Oh, they were so good. I mean, we had the time of our lives.
I'm so glad you got to do that.
We danced and oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
Did he sing Evangeline?
The second song in.
Evangeline.
Yep. I love that song. Hey, don't forget, we're bringing back the Dana Parks Cornhole Tournament. It is on Saturday, October 19th. We need you guys to sign up. It's going to be at Serve in Overland Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And all the proceeds from the Cornhole Tournament, our fourth one, by the way, goes to benefit the KC Pet Project. It's $50 a team. We are only allowing 100 teams to sign up this year. And I know it's short notice. We're about less than 2 weeks away. Again, Saturday, October 19th at Serve from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All the proceeds go to benefit KC Pet Project. Registration is now open. Grab your spot today by going to KMBZ.com, and we will see you at the Cornhole Tournament. Welcome back. Good to be with you on this Monday afternoon. Gorgeous day here in Kansas City. And, of course, Monday Night Football tonight out at Arrowhead, 7:20. And the Royals play in Game 2 of the ALDS against the Yankees, 6:38 this evening in the Bronx.
Cannot wait. So we mentioned this story last week. Scott, you were vacationing. Well-deserved. And I saw this pop up in my Facebook feed, and it's a story of a young woman that we are trying to help who lost something very, very special to her. And it's a sweatshirt. I'm just going to tell you, it's not worth $5 to you or I, and we'll have her explain why this is so meaningful to her. And the reward for this sweatshirt started out around $200, I believe. It has grown to $1,000. Sweatshirt was lost in Lawrence at one of my favorite spots, Free State Brewery. And we are so happy that we could get Ashlyn Brenniger on the phone to join us to help explain what happened and why it's so important that we help her get this back. Hi, Ashlyn. It's so nice to hear your voice finally.
Hi, guys.
So when did this start that you realized it was missing? Because you first put this post out there a while.
Yeah, I first realized it was missing just like a couple of days afterwards. So on March 2nd is when I went to Free State and lost it. And my dad was actually still around at that time. So he knew that it was missing, but initially we just thought that it was somewhere in my house, and then we realized that it wasn't. So
you went back, retraced your steps. We know you were wearing it that day. There's photographic evidence that you had it at Free State. And then sadly, Ashlyn, we are so sorry you lost your dad.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I ended up checking our ring camera footage to see like when the last time I wore it was, and that's how we found out the last time I wore it was when we went to lunch at Free State. So,
and whatever happened to the sweatshirt, as far as you know, after you left it at Free State?
So I know that I wasn't like wearing it in Free State, but I brought it in case that it got cold, and so I think it just got left like in my booth. And then when I first posted this, back in March, a woman had messaged me and she had said that she was there on the same day. And she remembered seeing this guy put it on and he was kind of, I don't know, talking about it, being a little bit loud about how he found the sweatshirt. And so she saw him put it on and she saw him wear it out. If I would have got that message now, I don't know if I would have still believed it. But since it was back then and it was one of like the only messages I got, I'm just kind of going off of her word about it.
Yeah. And I don't think, and I don't think you think, Ashlyn, that somebody was like, I'm going to steal something that's so meaningful to somebody. I mean, it was just, yeah. I don't want to say it was just a sweatshirt, but at the time, someone who would have picked that up probably thought it was just a sweatshirt. And, you know, Lawrence, that's a college town. It could be in a thrift store. It could be in a donation box, or it could be in somebody's closet, and they just haven't heard the story.
Yeah.
Why is this sweatshirt so valuable sentimentally for you?
So it's over 30 years old, and you can definitely tell by how the sweatshirt looks. It's got holes all over, and it's sometimes it looks like it's on its last thread. This sweatshirt was something my mom actually wore a lot, and then when my mom and dad divorced, my mom gave it to me, and I used to wear it all the time. Every time that I would wear it, my dad would always comment on it. He just loved seeing me wear something that was his.
And it's an Ottawa University baseball sweatshirt, is that right?
Yeah, it's a baseball sweatshirt. He actually played football most of the time that he was at Ottawa. He only played baseball there for about a semester.
And there's a number on it, number 24.
Yep, number 24. That was his favorite number. I actually have it 24 tattooed on me now.
Oh, Ashlyn, and you've even said no questions asked. You just want to get it back. And I know a lot of time has passed, but we're hoping someone, you know, we have some reach here, and Ashlyn, we're hoping someone hears this or sees the post that we've made on social media, and we can get it returned back to you. You actually turned your Facebook page into private, which I feel like everyone should do anyway. And I understand why it was public for a time when this issue first came up. You said there were some people that were like mean about this online, which breaks my heart, and I'm so sorry for that.
Oh, yeah. People have been kind of awful. Most people have been very kind, very supportive, encouraging, saying they'll keep an eye out for it. But, you know, when it gets to that big of a following, that it's going to find those nasty people. And I've had some people try to scam me out of the $1,000 reward and telling me that if I don't send them money, they're going to burn the sweatshirt. And just a lot of horrible things about me, too, calling me names, saying that I shouldn't have left it. And it totally is my fault that I left it behind.
Oh, but it was an accident.
Like, you know, yeah, it was.
It's not like you left a baby, you know, Ashlyn. Yeah. I mean, I know that this is important to you, but we're going to focus on the positive and put positive vibes out to try to get it back to you. But I hope you can just release the negative. And again, be careful, because there are people that are trying to scam you out of money out there. We're just sorry about that. And if we can spend a couple minutes talking about this to do what we can do on our end, we're happy to do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, can you describe the sweatshirt as vividly as you can, in case somebody sees somebody out walking around with it on, or sees it in a Goodwill or some other thrift store?
Yeah, for sure. So it's a heather gray crew neck. It's really frayed at the neckline, and then there's also holes where, like, your thumbs could go in the arms of the sweatshirt. That wasn't by design. That's from 30 years of it being worn. There's also a paint stain on one of the arms, and then it says Ottawa in huge black letters across the top of the sweatshirt. And then there's a little baseball that says 24, and then it says University Baseball underneath that.
Well, Ashlyn, we only pray that you get this obviously prized, sentimental sweatshirt back, and we also pray that the trolls leave you alone because they're jerks.
Yep.
All right.
Be well, my friend, and keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Yep. You take care. No relation, by the way, to Mike Brenninger, as far as I know.
I saw that name and I was like, wait a minute.
How weird. From the text line, what color is the sweatshirt? It is Heather Gray.
And when she says crew neck, by the way, I was not familiar with that term until I saw the sweatshirt, and Sam brought it up last week. It's just not a hoodie. It's just a normal sweatshirt with a normal collar on it. Yeah, crew neck.
Called crew neck. Okay.
Picture a hoodie minus the hood.
All right. So, a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's a hoodless hoodie, Scott.
It's a sweatshirt.
Hoodie without a hood, which makes it a crew neck.
Which makes it a sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to sign up for the 4th Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament. It is Saturday, October 19th at Serve. All the proceeds go to benefit the KC Pet Project.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Well, good luck to Ashlyn. I hope she does find this sweatshirt. $1,000 reward, by the way, if you find it. Dubai-based Emirates Airline is banning pagers and walkie-talkies on all of its flights, weeks after dozens of Hezbollah terrorists were killed, thousands more injured when their devices exploded in a stunning sabotage attack. I'm surprised that walkie-talkies weren't banned already. Who carries a walkie-talkie if you're not a cop or a firefighter?
Or a ne'er-do-well.
Correct.
Trying to communicate with other ne'er-do-wells.
The airline, which is the largest carrier in the Middle East, said police would confiscate the devices if they are found in a passenger's luggage. Speaking of flights.
Yep.
I had one on Saturday.
Yep.
Brought you back home to bring the band back together.
Yeah, we got the band back together. And so we boarded this wonderful Southwest Airlines flight. And there was, of course, several screaming children on board.
Yep.
Why wouldn't there be? I mean, you know.
And I found myself, and T found herself, locked in a fart-based hot box.
No, you did not.
Oh, Dana, you have no idea.
How does someone not know they're doing that? Get
three
up and go handle
times.
It. Okay.
Three times.
Oh, no, they most certainly know that they're doing it. Their stomach is in pain, and they're hoping that when they release this noxious gas, it's not going to be as noxious as it is.
Sam? Here's what I know and what I don't know. I don't know who it was, although I have a prime suspect. It was the older man or his wife in the seats right in front of us. Here's what I do know. I've smelled a nasty fart in my life. I ain't never smelled anything like this. This was so bad. We had sweatshirts. We weren't wearing them. But we brought sweatshirts on the flight because, you know, sometimes a plane gets kind of cold.
Has a tendency to do that.
And so, you know, especially when you're at altitude and it's like negative 40 degrees outside. And so even though we were leaving a very warm place, which apparently I'm not allowed to mention according to the text line anymore, we had sweatshirts with us and they were across our laps. We were watching a movie, American Assassin. It's a great movie.
Now, were these hooded or not hooded?
Hers was a crew neck. Mine was a hoodie.
Okay.
I'm going to go with full hood here. You're going to need the full hood for what's about to happen to you.
As much fabric as possible.
I am not kidding you. I mean, three different times on a three-hour... On a three-hour flight. And we weren't even trying to hide the fact that we were nasally offended. We had
Was it in your row?
No. Or? We think it was in the row right in front of us.
Okay.
So, see... You had to do the obvious and to really let them know.
And then we put the sweatshirts over our faces. It was that obscene.
I told you the last time I flew, one of the last times I flew, I went full jacket over my entire head. Full jacket over my head.
Because of a fart
hot box? No.
That was BO, wasn't it?
It was, I have not showered as a family collectively since Ronald Reagan was in office. You could taste the body odor. And at one point, I think I was with Patty. I think it was Patty and me on the flight.
I thought you said Fatty.
No, Patty. At one point, I just took my entire coat and put it over the entirety of my body. And she could not stop laughing, but I'm like, I cannot handle even a, it's so pervasive where it's in the clothing.
Yes.
Wrapped.
Where you, even if you burned it, you're not getting
so
rid of
it. So every time
the odor.
There was movement, the clothing would waft, if you will.
Yeah.
And one of the family members was in our row. Two of the family members with a child was in the row right across. And so the kids were kind of bouncing back and forth. I don't remember if it was mom and, or dad. And you just want to say at some point, can we limit the maneuvering?
Like keep your arms down.
Yes, arms down. Clothing should not be flowing. It was so bad.
One of those situations where you pull your shirt up over your nose, just hoping to get a whiff of your own armpits for relief.
Oh, it smells like me. Thank God.
Just a normal whiff of day-old secret under the arms. It was a slight respite. Slight.
So, and so when we were in the hot box, at one point, and this was fart number two, the flight attendants came by with the drink trays. And there was this very lovely flight attendant, and she was handing me, I had a Sprite, T had a Coke Zero. And she's handing me the Sprite, and you could tell.
You could tell she knew.
Right.
Because there was no hiding what was happening in row 36 D, E, and F.
And so sweet flight attendant looks at me, and I just mouth the words, wasn't me. Because I could tell she was like, hang on now, hang on. And she's looking at me almost accusatorily, and I just go, nope. Wasn't me.
Now, do you feel at least slightly bad for the guy? Because first of all, he knew that he was producing this gas.
I don't feel bad for anyone that does that, Sam. You are in a closed fuselage.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Get up and go to the restroom. Take care of that somewhere else.
Let it out in a private room.
Not in the exit row.
What?
Every time he has to pass gas?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Go to the bathroom and pass all of it and then come back to your seat like a normal human being.
I think it's worth mentioning at 3:41 that the gates do not open at Arrowhead for the Chiefs game tonight until 5. Pretty sure there is already a logjam of people jockeying for position to into the stadium. And it's not going to get any better because Jason Kelce just posted this, and I quote, heading into the Kansas City tailgate scene before the game today, probably going to hit lots C&D. Anybody have any recommendations on things I have to hit or, I don't know, a tailgate shaman that can show me the ropes this afternoon? That is from Jason Kelce's verified Twitter account.
Yeah, the entire family was in town yesterday for a car show.
Yeah.
Sad
Did
I
you
missed
see
it.
Any of the classic cars on the roads over the weekend, you
oh,
guys?
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
I didn't see them.
Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't here.
By the way, the parking lot gates have already opened.
Gates don't open until 5.
Correct.
Parking lot gates have already opened.
Okay, I was going to say, if they don't open the parking lot gates until 5, we're going to have
Armageddon trying to get in there. Well, not only that, but think about the people who are just trying to get home to Lee's Summit Blue Springs.
You know if you work over there or you live over there.
Oh, Monday Night Football would be
the
worst.
Two words, alternate route.
Yeah.
Let's take an alternate route. I have a traffic-related question today, and I took a photo, and I'm not going to out the company yet until you tell me to, okay? So okay. I was on 435.
Where?
I don't know. In well, between
Missouri side, Kansas side.
Kansas side, in between home and here. So 435, you know, before. Well, just give me a minute. I'll look it up.
Which way were you going? Northbound or southbound?
Don't ask me questions like that. You know
well,
I can't ask questions
here,
like that.
435, that's only like a 3-mile stretch.
Back up. We're going to start on Mission Road. That's where this started before I ended up getting on the highway. I'm going to show you the picture. What do you see there?
I see a gravel truck.
It is a flat bed gravel truck. Those two things, newsflash, do not go together. It was a flat.
And that was on Mission Road.
This is on Mission Road, okay?
Okay.
However, I followed that truck on the highway. I exited to Row and then jogged over to Mission. So that would have been 435 going, I was going eastbound, got off on Row. And gravel was flying. Here's why I'm telling this story. That stretch of 435 used to be paved until today. Now it is a gravel road.
that much fell out?
I exit. And then it's in my head. And I'm like, no, I am not. I am going to go completely fleener on this. I'm going to fleener this guy because this is dangerous. This gravel was like, not pea-sized gravel. What do you call gravel? Like the kind that would be on a gravel driveway. Large, rocky, white gravel.
Okay. Like gravel-sized gravel.
Was flying off the bed of this truck on the highway.
Was it hitting your car?
One, two, three, four, five. Boom, 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 boom. Right before my car. And then I slowed way down. I'm like, uh-uh. Mm-hmm. Not today, Satan. I've got a new car. I got over. But I kept watching the gravel fly out. That is the kind of gravel that is going to probably not shoot through your windshield.
It'll crack it.
But you're going to end up having to go to like the auto glass safe light repair.
Safe light replace.
So I'm like, what the hell's this guy doing? So I notice at the base of the flatbed, there's like a barn door, a little gate, little wooden gate of barn doors.
Little hold it in door.
Probably 7 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
There was a gap in the hold it in door. And I think he started out with a full bed of gravel. And then after graveling all of 435, got to his destination somewhere along Mission Road, and lo and behold, the gravel is gone. I followed him carefully all the way. I was going that way anyway, to see the logo on the side of the truck, which I did.
Did you confront him?
I did not.
Did you get the truck number?
I wanted to say, you're losing your load, sir.
Did you get the truck number so that you could call him in?
Here's what I want to do. I don't want anyone to lose their job. He's a hardworking gravel hauler truck driver guy. I don't think that hardworking.
Gravel dispenser.
Yes, he was dispensing it. Yeah. The purpose of that call would not be to get anyone in trouble. The purpose of the call is you are losing your load all over the highway. Cars are dodging, even on Row and then Mission. The gravel was flying off the back of that truck. So I'm curious from our listeners, if you work in this industry, because I don't want to get him in trouble, but in order to say
then
this
let's
was
not say the name of the company.
Well, I'm not going to say it on the air. I was going to send a very nice email and just say, look, this happened. Please, I do not want to get the driver in trouble. But you cannot be graveling 435 and half of Row and Mission Road in Leawood.
Well, don't you think they would have gotten the message? Because the gravel is money. And when he got to said destination, there's no money left in the back of that truck.
I don't know if we weigh the gravel like from point A to point B, but those weights would not have been equal in amount when he arrived at his final destination. Because again, it's all over the highway.
I thought you picked up 3 cubic feet. This is only 1.
Why would someone put gravel on a flatbed? That's my other question.
That I don't know.
Does not seem like a good idea. Where am I going to be traveling? Side roads? Oh, no, 4 on 435. Great. I'll take a flatbed.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Happy birthday to John Mellencamp. He is 73 today. We were talking about some musical artists earlier this hour and a couple that Dana's come across that she really likes. And one of our listeners on Facebook sent me a YouTube clip of a blues artist by the name of Bobby Blue Bland and a song that he did years and years, he's since passed, years and years ago called Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. And she wrote underneath it, I think she didn't realize I was a Bobby Blue Bland fan. And she writes underneath, I've been obsessed with this song. It's old. And since you are too, you probably know that.
It's from back in your era. Whenever that was. Long, long time ago.
Was that the era for the mature man?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Sam?
Back when we rode horses.
Got it.
Hooked him up to the hitching post.
Sissy Houston, Grammy Award-winning singer and the mother of Whitney Houston, has died at the age of 91.
God, what a traumatic life for that poor woman to lose her daughter and her granddaughter. Mm-hmm.
According to a statement, the singer was surrounded by family when she died earlier today. While in hospice, she had Alzheimer's disease. She was born Emily Drinkard. Sissy Houston was the youngest of 8 children.
Isn't Dionne Warwick a sibling?
I believe she's a cousin.
Okay.
I think she's a cousin, if I'm not mistaken.
Say a little prayer for you forever and never. Oh, love me some Dionne Warwick.
Not
bad. Keep smiling. Keep shining. Oh, I haven't talked to you since I went to Manhattan for the first time in my life.
How did that go?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you wear purple?
Of course we wore purple. And by the way, a listener reached out last week. And, you know, I don't love it when people send boxes here, but this one time it was great. And Dan and Sam opened it in a different room. And sure enough,
ticking.
It was someone that sent a K-State, 2 K-State mugs on a little K-State platform and nice. A bag that I could take for my next mom's weekend.
Like a little tote bag?
We had so much fun with those kids. All of the siblings went, Scott. We stayed the entire weekend in Manhattan. There's a lot of taxidermy there. Lot of taxidermy. That was really the only difference, and a lot of purple than you would see in any other college town. Dead wall animals and a lot of purple. And we had a blast.
It is any other college town.
We played poker. We hit a couple of the bars. They've got a great bourbon tasting place down there.
Did you go to Aggieville?
We did. Strolled through some Aggieville.
Did you hit up the varsity food truck?
I'm telling you, Sam, I'm on board with all of it. We had a blast. I cannot wait to go back.
Don't forget to get signed up for the 4th Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament. We're on short order here. It's on Saturday, October 19th at Serve from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are only registering because of the short time frame. 100 teams. It's $50 a team. It is certified with the ACA. So if you get points, they do count, all right? You can register your team at kmbz.com. All proceeds going to benefit the KC Pet Project. Again, Saturday, October 19th at Serve from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the 4th Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament, kmbz.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.